This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. It's been 3 weeks since releases from Lake Okeechobee into the St. Lucie River resumed. The lake's level is currently 12.33 feet. That's down nearly a quarter foot in the past 30 days. As a result, Colonel Andrew Kelly, commander for the Jacksonville District of the Army Corps of Engineers, which manages the lakes, says some changes will be made beginning Saturday.
We are slightly reducing flows to the St. Lucie estuary in anticipation of oyster spawn.
Flows to the west to the Caloosahatchee will remain as they are. Kelly says the Corps has been trying since October to have some flexibility with releases. While there is no specific target they're trying to reach when it comes to the lake level, they would like to avoid the large-scale emergency releases sometimes needed during hurricane season.
Because we see an opportunity to responsibly lower the lake. We all know that in the past few years especially, lake levels have been high. We've had storm events, and we have had other events like harmful algal blooms that affected both estuaries, east and west. So we determined that we had an opportunity, while keeping all of the lake purposes in balance, that we could lower the lake this year and perhaps help everyone at the same time.
In keeping all of the lake's purposes in balance, Corps officials need to consider that Lake Okeechobee also provides the water supply for agricultural interests and for Palm Beach County. That can be challenging during a drought year. Currently, Kelly says they don't see any problem there.
We don't see any water supply issues or concerns at this point. I mean, we're still at a lake level that doesn't cause us to do anything drastic in terms of that. And as we manage, or as we monitor and manage the lake level recession, we certainly think about water supplies.
Kelly says there are several considerations when deciding on releases.
If the lake reduces too quickly, which means that if too much water leaves the lake at too fast a rate, that doesn't necessarily mean by releasing it east, west, or south. That also includes evapotranspiration. But if the lake, you know, goes down quickly, it affects predominantly wading bird habitat and specifically some ESA listed species. So that is one thing that we look at. We look in the estuaries. Predominantly, one of the primary metrics we look at is salinity rates. So we measure the salinity rates, and they're we know what the good range of salinity is. And if we push too much fresh water, we go outside of those ranges. And if they don't get enough, then they go too high in the salinity. So we are maintaining those releases so that the salinity ranges in the estuaries stay good.
Kelly says the Corps will continue to monitor conditions and adjust the flows as necessary. But again, releases to the St. Lucie River will be reduced slightly beginning on Saturday. If you'd like to find out more information about Lake Okeechobee and lake releases, we'll have a link for you to follow on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.